Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When we hit the playoffs, we weren't in a groove the way we were in 2020 or 2021. And without going back into that, that's you have to set yourself up in the regular season for seeding. And obviously you want the one, so you get that bye. And we were right there going to Cincinnati, and you know we lost. It is what it is. But there's a lot of people in this league that would sign up to be the number two seed because you know you're hosting – two games as long as you win, and a chance if one loses to host all three.
What's today, Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. What do we do on Wednesdays?
Apparently for me and you, we both golf on Wednesdays.
That's true.
Just coincidentally.
We're both hitting a golf simulator today.
Yes.
One of my first thoughts when the Bills season ended was, okay, it's golf season. And it's not quite
no,
golf
it's
season.
Like 3 months away, 4 months away.
Yeah, but you know the simulators will help. But I did immediately transition. You know, if you could see a pie chart or a graph of my brain, you'd see a big giant corner of it going from like Zubas, like fade away, and it's just a picture of a golf course.
Yes.
So you know, brain goes to golf a little bit. Excited for a golf season. Hopefully if we can get out and play as much as possible and get a beautiful summer. All
I was
that.
Scrolling past something with John Rahm yesterday. I'm like, not even going to look at it, not even going to click on it because I'm not ready for that. I'm ready for the simulator. I'm not ready to be picturing, you know, green golf courses and sunlight
Are you
outside
ready
yet.
To watch the LIV Tour on the CW?
I cannot imagine I will ever get to it.
Yeah, I feel the same. Like,
do I even know what chance? One, I don't have cable, so that's not going to happen. I guess I could figure it out. There's probably like a, is there a CW app?
Who knows?
Not every channel has an app.
No, that's true. That's so true.
The CW might not. Is it on Peacock because of that? I don't know.
Who knows? All these partnerships.
They're paying for that, right?
Yes, yes.
They're paying. They're not just on the CW because the CW wanted them.
I think they're giving the CW
money to be on.
Yeah. Every time there's any sporting event on television other than an NFL game these days, I have to Google what it's going to be on first. I'm going to watch a Premier League game. Hold on. Where is it? Because you never know.
It's either USA.
Or Peacock.
Yeah.
Or Hulu. Or where can I find it? Where can I stream it? What channel is that channel? Yeah, I mean, it's in an effort to, you know, just streamline.
Well, this is why, I mean, this is why some of these streaming platforms, though, are nice. Because, like, the ESPN app. I'm like 80% of the time, I feel like I want to watch a game, whether it's basketball or hockey. I just go to the ESPN app and it's on there.
Yeah,
really, hockey, unless it's a TNT game or a Sabres game.
It's
you know,
on
if
ESPN.
If you have the ESPN Plus subscription, you have it.
Yeah, are you start watching Capitals games.
I did stay up to watch the entirety of last night's Sabre game.
Me too.
And then I'm in bed, like, okay, I got to throw something on to fall asleep to. I'm like, okay, I'll throw on Avalanche Capitals. So I watched maybe like a few minutes before, you know, nodding off. So it was on, though.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. It's good morning. Jeremy and Joe with you on a Wednesday. We'll start. I do want to start with the Sabres real quickly because we've got plenty to get to for the Bills. We'll talk to Joe Marino today of the Draft Network coming up at 8 o'clock on the Bills' end-of-season presser. Lots of stuff. So we'll get to the Bills. We've got lots of time on the Bills. On the Sabres, though, You know the thing that reminds me of the 06, 05, 06, and the 06, 07 Sabres? I don't know. Like, that's, what are you trying to say? Just when I tell you what reminds me, you might buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite player could be any one of, like, 10 guys.
That's good, yeah.
And that's something that when the 05, 06 Sabres were around, everybody had a favorite player.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I love Talinder. Oh, I love Max.
Yeah.
I love Dumont.
Yeah, there were Greer guys.
Yeah.
There were Numanen guys. Just, yeah, everybody had a guy.
Yep, because they were so fun to watch and so good that you had all these different players you could like. And with this team, I mean, man, Thompson, Dahlin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tuck. You could get to Olofsson because he scores important goals for them.
He is third in goals in the NHL in the month of January.
He's coming on.
Yep.
And for me right now, I want to say, like, the story of the team, there are a lot of stories. But for me, man, Dylan Cousins is turning into an incredible. He's not quite taking, like, the Thompson scoring leap, but he's definitely taking a scoring leap. And everything he does, he is a smart, skilled, determined, about to be signed to a big cornerstone contract guy, right? Like, they're going to give him 7 years and who knows how many million dollars, because he's going to be up and there's no reason to slow play that. He is absolutely identifiable as someone they should want as long as possible. And last night, he scores the empty netter on a really nice, good, smart play. Like, take the pressure off right away. The Sabres they're up a goal and killing a penalty, because Peyton Krebs took a penalty in the faceoff circle for hitting the puck with his hand.
After getting blasted into the boards like 3 minutes before that, by the way.
His
league.
It's crazy. And here's Cousins just to make a nice cagey play, put the game away, and, you know, on to the next.
And he's just below a point of a game. I mean, he's kind of quietly had this season. I'm sure that's happened nationally for him, because Thompson is just like the story of the league this season. And by the way, he's doing that. Not to say Quinn and Peterka have not been good, because especially, like, their advanced numbers are still fantastic for the whole season. He's having this season playing with two rookies the whole year.
Yeah.
Like, he's not getting the benefit of Tuck and Skinner on his line. Like, would he be on pace for 100 points if he was playing with Skinner and Tuck this year?
Maybe. Right. He's the veteran of his line, and he just makes so many good plays. There's so much to like about Alex, or about, Alex Tuck too, but so much to like about Cousins, and so much to like about Owen Power.
Hear the dam burst. Right. Here we go.
Up and down the list. Like, the roster just has a ton of really good players and young players, and this playoff race that they're in, 3 points back with three games in hand.
Washington, who we really haven't even been thinking about lately.
No.
But they've lost a couple in a row.
Yep, two in a row for Washington that they've lost. And, you know, you're not going to climb into the Atlantic. We know that.
Right.
But the Metropolitan, you know, the Rangers are out there with 59 points. That's a good six ahead of the Sabres. But, you know, it's just someone in the Atlantic is going to fall out, and it might be a year the Sabres make it. It really might. I was checking moneypuck.com. And it lists the Sabres' chance to make the playoffs as exactly the same as the Panthers. Now, they're up on the Panthers by a point, and they have three games in hand.
Right.
But Money Puck puts them at the same odds as the Panthers. One thing we now have to get annoyed by, and, you know, maybe I'll go for a rant on this in, like, 2 months. Three-point games. Pittsburgh and Florida last night played a three-point game.
Yeah. I was watching that game, Florida, during the Sabres intermission. I think Florida scored with like 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
7-6 is the final in that game?
7-6.
7-6.
Probably a great game, though.
A two-point game. Or a three-point game.
Three-point game.
Yeah. So anyway.
But can I get greedy? Can I get too greedy to say, can I catch both Pittsburgh and Washington at some point this year so I don't have to play Boston in the first round and just get rolled?
Yeah, that's too greedy.
That's too greedy.
And
Boston is a machine.
Are they? Last time they played.
They are, but they're, just for context, how good Boston has been this year.
It's amazing.
Their goal differential is plus 83. Dallas is second with plus 42.
Yeah.
Like, they are almost double number two in terms of goal differential.
I mean, I
bet against them last night.
I spent the last 5 months hearing how the team with the best point differential was so good, and then they lost. That's the Bills, sorry.
Right.
It was all about how good their point differential was, which is true, of course.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stats on Boston, you're right. Linus Allmark became the fastest goalie ever to 25 wins in a season.
Yep.
So, yeah, things
probably
are going
to win the Vezina.
things are going well.
The Sabres, too, like, the reason they're in this right now, like, it could so easily, like, they could have lost that game last night. Like, the Blues got there, and they were getting chances down one, and they played overtime against Dallas on Monday, and Craig Anderson stood on his head for 20 minutes to keep them in the game. That's tenuous. I mean, if they come out with 1 point of that four instead of four, and then suddenly, oh, they're 6 points out, and it doesn't feel like they're really even in the race. But they're in the race because we were saying it for how long? They need the goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got two guys right now that are giving them the goaltending.
Giving good enough, yeah.
Like, Comrie is not going back in until one of these guys either stumbles or gets hurt. Because Anderson, if you look at, on Money Puck, actually, they have the chart for expected goals for. And Craig Anderson is 13th out of 65 qualifying goalies this year. And Lukanen is 20th. Like, they have two top 20 goaltenders right now
mm-hmm.
that are playing the way they are. And the way they score, I feel like the formula is working if their goaltending continues to play like this.
The way they score, they lead the league with 17 five-goal games. Number one in the NHL.
Yeah.
17 games
insane.
In which they've scored five or more goals. So the phrase that Granato sometimes uses, I've heard Paul use it too, they outscore their problems. And, you know, they don't need their goaltenders to be incredible, just keep it alive for a little while, and the Sabres are going to get a goal because they almost always do.
Right.
So a great couple of wins for them. Dallas, and then last night St. Louis, and, I mean, you know, Tage Thompson revenge game. That's the other thing that's happening. You know, mentioning Cousins, one other box to check, which this has been being checked for a while, so this is not exactly breaking news, but one of the main things I was hoping the Sabres could get this year was Tage Thompson, the playmaker. I mean, he had...
Yeah.
Gone nine games with only one goal. And, you know, there's a little bit of a, huh, I wonder what's going on with his goal scoring. But along the way, he would continue to make plays and get assists. Last night, a goal and two assists.
Yep.
He, last year, Thompson had 30 assists. This year, he has 33.
He's already topped it.
Already topped his total from last year. And last year was his breakout year. So,
He's on pace for 58 assists this year.
Good enough. It's doubling his number. And to be a number one center on a top line, you've got to have that. And if your goal scoring kind of dries up or you go in a nine-game drought, is your line still making a difference and still making plays? And the answer for Thompson in that line is yes.
Well, and they're not just two, like, their secondary assists. I mean, some of them I'm sure are, but, like, that play he makes to Skinner last night. That awareness of, oh, Skinner is flying down the slot. I'm just going to leave this for him.
The game winner to Owen Power is a beautiful play to get him over on the doorstep for the winner in Dallas.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd been a little bit of a dry spell for Thompson, but even in that scoring drought where he had one goal in nine games, and last night he scores, two assists against Dallas, one against Anaheim, one against the Islanders, one against Nashville, one against Seattle. You know, only had two games in the last 10 without a single point. So,
right.
It sure looks like sustainability. It sure looks like what the Sabres have is something really nice. We'll talk to Sabres head coach Don Granato tomorrow at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with their trip and the Bills end of season presser. We kind of move things around from his usual Tuesday spot to a Thursday, so we'll get to Don Granato at that point. And a playoff appearance for this team would be, it would end one of the longest droughts in sports.
I think it's going to be the longest drought in sports if they don't, because I'll check the NBA standings. The last time I looked, the Sacramento Kings were the longest playoff drought in professional sports.
Seattle. Like, they went from 2001 until
the Mariners just made it, though.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about active.
Yeah, the Sacramento Kings are third in the Western Conference. So if that holds, Sabres are fighting to not have the longest playoff drought in sports.
Aren't the Jets also knocking on the door?
They might be the same year as the Sabres or the year after.
2011.
To 10-11 is their last one, which is the same as the Sabres. But
yeah,
they would have made the playoffs later in the year than Buffalo, I guess.
I searched longest playoff droughts in sports, and some of them are not the active droughts, but just the all-time longest drought.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who had the longest drought in North American
ever?
Sports history? Yeah. How long was it?
How long was it?
I
was going to guess, like, the Cleveland Browns have it.
Close. It's the Cleveland, now Guardians.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's got to be at least 25 years.
From what I'm looking at here,
I mean, the Mariners just went, what, 21 without it?
Yeah, I think the Cleveland Guardians might have gone like, I'll double check this, but 39 years from like the...
Oh!
Yeah, in the middle. Well, in baseball...
39!
There was a long period of time where baseball, four teams made it.
Okay, right.
It was really hard.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a year, I mean, a lot of baseball fans remember a lot of years like this, but I want to say 93 or 94, where the San Francisco Giants had 103 wins and did not make the playoffs because the Braves made it with 104 in the NL West.
Uh-huh.
Baseball, yeah, it used to be, and it's kind of amazing to think about that. Imagine a league with 32 teams and four make the postseason.
Wow. The yeah.
Like, that's so different from what our sports give us now, where every year they're adding teams. The NBA is up to 10 teams making it in each conference, basically, right? You've got the play-in series.
Right.
So the top 10 in each conference are making it in the NBA. In the NHL, they're still at 8. They'll probably expand that soon enough. In the NFL, I've got 7 on each side. And baseball had 4 total.
By the way, the Jets, I guess, they're tied in the list I'm looking at. But the Jets played the playoffs in 2011. It wasn't the 2011 season.
Okay.
So the Sabres would have played their last playoff game like 3 months after the Jets. The Sabres, by the way, I'm looking at the same Wikipedia page you are. And the Sabres have the all-time leading playoff drought in the NHL.
Yep.
But wasn't the NHL the opposite of Major League Baseball? Like, everybody got in for like 20 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, 6 teams missed the playoffs from like through the 70s and 80s.
There was a stretch where there were 21 teams and 16 made it.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, the Kings at 16, the Jets at 11, the Sabres at 11, the Phillies are at 10 years, Tigers are at 8, Angels. A lot of these are baseball droughts. It's not crazy to see that of the top, I mean, you just mentioned Seattle's gone, but of the top 10 playoff droughts, half of them are baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Broncos have the second longest in the NFL behind the Jets. Jets at 11.
Yes.
Who would you bet to end their drought first, the Jets or the Broncos?
Ooh, the Jets. Definitely, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They just need a quarterback.
And all
the Broncos are stuck with a quarterback.
Yeah, the Jets need a quarterback, and I don't know if the NFL media machine is going to spin it into existence, but Aaron Rodgers to the Jets has been nonstop for 48 hours.
I'm seeing a Photoshop every time I open Twitter.
Yeah. And his comments about leaving Green Bay, how he'll always love the fans. He might have to rework his deal in order to make something work.
Namath last night, did you see that?
No.
Joe Namath said he would allow the team to unretire number 12 if they can get Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Like, they're already going down that rabbit hole. Namath's like, do it. I'll give him number 12.
Would he want 12? Probably.
Rodgers? Sure he would.
It wouldn't even be that different of his jersey. It's still green. A green and a 12.
It's green and white. You're just taking the yellow away.
He's like painting the trim differently.
Yeah.
You know? Rodgers on the Jets.
Does he like the idea of like emulating Favre, though, for any reason?
That's a good question if he would connect the dots there.
Yeah.
And
because Favre went to the Jets.
Yep. He went to Minnesota first.
No, he went Jets first, then Minnesota.
Wow, man. It's hard to believe how long that guy played.
Yeah. Someone was doing some history on that yesterday, and I was surprised to see that it actually maybe went better with the Jets than I remembered. They were 8-3, and then he tore some muscle in his shoulder, and then they kind of collapsed at the end. Hmm. But yeah, 1 year with the Jets. So we think Roger would like the idea of kind of copying Favre?
I don't know if he would. He probably wouldn't like it.
Would he like the idea of doing what Favre did but doing it better?
I bet he, who knows what he's thinking. He probably just wants a chance to win, and
he thinks the Jets are probably the best chance he's going to get at that.
He's got a stud defense and tons of weapons.
And talent on the offensive line, but we'll see. So, yeah.
Yeah. If the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, how's the division? What if the Jets get Rodgers and the Dolphins get Brady?
Oh, my God. Well, long-term, I feel pretty good.
Yes.
Long-term, I feel pretty good because there's 2 40-year-old. Is Rodgers going to be 40? Brady's going to be 46, which is insane. I think Rodgers is going to be 40, maybe. I'd feel pretty good long-term.
Yeah, Rodgers, his birthday's in December. He'll start the season at 39, turn 40 during the year.
Okay. I mean, they're a playoff team,
yep,
for sure. They could win the division with Aaron Rodgers, couldn't they?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like they could. The way Bean sounded yesterday, too, like the whole time that press conference was happening, I kept yelling internally about, T. Higgins instead of Jamar Chase when he was making the receiver points. But two was, this sounds like a general manager that, or this sounds different. It just sounds like it's going to be a different offseason, and we're not going to be able to go into next year saying this is the most complete roster in football. The Jets might be in that conversation for the most complete roster in football. It's not crazy to think if they get Aaron Rodgers, despite the fact that his production went down last year, that they could win that. They could challenge the Bills for the division, realistically.
Would it be crazy to say that the most complete roster in football is something you shouldn't even aim for anyway?
I was thinking that the other day. Like, doesn't it just matter how many stars you have versus how many... Who's the better team? I've got 7 star players, but 4 holes on my roster. You've got no holes on your roster, but 3 star players. Wouldn't you rather be the team with 7 star players?
Probably. If you're looking at the teams that have been the best teams in the last 5-6 years, have they been the most complete rosters? I mean, the Bills have been one of those teams, so yes.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs have made it farther. They're not a more complete roster.
The Bengals made the Super Bowl with like the worst offensive line in football.
And, you know, there's a little bit... I was thinking about this the other day, watching the Chiefs and the Jaguars. Family Feud style, if you went up to 100 sports fans and said, name a Chiefs defensive player, how many could do it?
They're all going to say Tyrann Mathieu, who I don't think he's not there anymore.
Tyrann Matthew's gone. Maybe you're talking about Chris Jones.
Right, they might get to Chris Jones.
And then who?
But not many are going to get Chris Jones even, I think.
No.
Yeah, who's beyond that?
Who's next? Is it George Karlaftis, the rookie?
Is it Frank Clark, just because he's a veteran?
Clark. Okay.
Like, name a linebacker. What percentage of Bills fans could name a Chiefs linebacker? Zero. Your instinct was zero.
I've got one. Reggie Ragland.
No, come on.
He was at one point. I don't think he's there anymore. That's like last guy I remember playing linebacker for the Chiefs is Reggie Ragland.
Yeah. He's a Brown now.
Okay.
But you're right. He was on the Chiefs. The Chiefs were not the most complete team in football. Were the Buccaneers the most complete team in football? They were pretty good. Right? When Brady first got there, they had the weapons, they had the great defense, they had the O-line. But, no, the point is valid that you don't need to be the most complete team in football. You just need to have the best collection of talent and one of the best quarterbacks.
Well, once you get to where the Bills are, you might have to make a choice. Like, that's what Brandon Bean's got to do. Make a choice. Where do you want to be better? You got to get better on defense. You got to get better on offense. You got to get... The Bills are a team that still focuses on specialists with special teams. And where do they want to be better? Offense? Defense? Where do you want to put your resources? Because it is up to you. You can view this as a bit of a fork in the road, pour assets into your offense, and maybe, you know, we've got a bet on the board, you and I. Does Sean McDermott ever have a bottom 5 defense? Bottom 10 defense. And I have no. Well, if they decide to sink every piece into their offense, maybe they drift to the middle of the pack defensively. And I would ask myself, could McDermott stomach that? Could McDermott handle being on a team that's defense is just okay?
Right.
My guess is
essentially if they have a weak unit, will it ever be the defense? That's the nature of the bet, right?
Yeah.
And I get why that is. I made that bet more just because of how long I thought McDermott was going to be here, more than he would stomach that, like you're saying.
Right.
Because I don't think I don't see it.
Right, he might be here for 10 years, 10 more years.
Right.
And you have a good spot that he finishes 20, they finished.
They just like 1 year, have
20
injuries.
22nd on defense because, guys leave.
Right. So, I don't know. I feel like, Poyer is probably going to walk. Right? Like, didn't that kind of sound that way yesterday?
They did say they would love to have him back, which could just be, love to have him back, but we know we can't.
Right. Edmonds, we'll see, but all the talk of the cap and not really knowing where it is, but, whether or not they'll be able to pay guys, and the thing that was telling to me when Bean was talking about Edmonds was, I think it was Sal brought up the franchise tag, and Bean went to, it's going to be tough to work in. Because of how high the cap is on the franchise tag. And I know the franchise tag would be higher than what you might think Edmonds would get in a long-term deal, but if he's sounding like franchise tag's going to be tough just because we don't think we can fit that in, I mean, what's Edmonds on a long-term deal? Is it $2 million less? It can't be that much less, right?
Oh, it's way less.
You think it's way less?
The franchise tag for linebackers is $20 million.
Oh, because of the pass. That's right. I'm forgetting the pass rusher part of that. That's
so
right.
it's projected to be about $20 million. They can't give that to Tremaine Edmonds.
That's right.
He might even sign it. I mean, if you are Tremaine Edmonds and you go out and sign a guaranteed deal for multiple years, you're going to get more than $20 million guaranteed. But $20 million is still probably...
If it's the Roquan Smith. It's the highest paid linebacker in football,
yeah,
isn't it?
50% higher than what he's going to get? He might get 13. Spotrac puts him at 11. I think a lot more people might expect him to get maybe 13, 14.
Yep.
I mean, on the open market, you're going to get a bunch. Maybe he goes the Milano route and just stays. But,
yeah.
I mean, Sean McDermott said he had his best year. Anyway, there's a lot I want to get to from that press conference, and some of it starts with Ken Dorsey, who is, I'm going to go ahead and say, pretty much back for year two. The way Bean basically said year two. And I want to talk about that a little bit because, you know, some of the stuff they said makes sense. And I think Brandon Bean's tone yesterday of not really panicking is a good tone to have from your GM because they are a really good team and they probably shouldn't panic. The question is, you know, where do you go from here? And Dorsey appears to be a part of that. I want to get to one specific part of what he said about Dorsey when we get back. 803-0550 if you want to chime in on the Bills, on the Sabres, you know, 3 points out of a playoff spot. But we'll take your calls. Paul Hamilton, Sal Capaccio, both in the 7 o'clock hour. Joe Marino of the Draft Network breaking down what the Bills should do from here. And a theory on Leslie Frazier for you as well when we get back here on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.